Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Jack Kelly, director of the National Weather Service. Well, Jack, we were just talking about cultural change and employees, and I'd like to follow up. What do you want to do differently in the future with regard to your employees?
Well, if we say future and indifferently, if you contrast it to where we were 10 years ago to where I would like us to be 10 years from now, I would like to have more of the workforce involved in making the key decisions as to the direction that this organization goes in, and I would also like the employees to understand how important we all think they are.
And how's that gonna happen?
Well, I think it's gonna happen in a couple of ways, and I'll tell a little antidote. When I first took over as the director, a couple of my senior leaders said to me, the only thing the employees in this organization recognize is if you give them a cash award. And I come out of the military, wherein, generally speaking, you don't get cash awards. What I started doing early on in my tenure was, if I saw an employee doing something really good, I'd write them a personal note. I didn't understand the power that act had until an employee then wrote me a thank you note for writing them a thank you note for something that they did. And they said to me, it's the first time in my history in this organization that someone took the time to take pen in hand and write a personal note. What I've also now discovered as I travel around the organization, both at the headquarters in the building I'm in, or out in the 121 forecast offices, I see my handwritten notes now up on bulletin boards or in cubicles. That's sending a powerful message. The other thing that we did, we created the Department of Commerce is very good. NOAA is very good. They have a whole host of awards. They have gold medals, silver medal, bronze medals, no administrator awards. I discovered we didn't have any National Weather Service awards. So now we have the Klein Award. And there's about seven categories. And one of the criteria is teamwork. So to win the award, you have to foster teamwork. You have to do other things too to win the award. But even to win the individual awards, there's a teamwork aspect of it. So we've created National Weather Service awards, the Klein Awards, named after a preeminent meteorologist at the turn of the century, and we've infused teamwork as a criteria, and we've also infused innovation into the award. So I think that helps bring the workforce together.
At the same time, we hear from other leaders in the government that attracting employees and keeping them is getting increasingly more difficult. Perhaps they point to the dot-com economy and the lure of other options. And I'm wondering how that's playing out at the Weather Service.
It is a challenge at the Weather Service. I would say it's less of a challenge with the meteorologists and the hydrologists. They love what they do. They get an opportunity to forecast the weather, or to forecast the state of the nation's rivers. And so our retention on our meteorologists and hydrologists is good. Very difficult to attract information technology people, financial budget kinds of people. And at the senior level, it is a real challenge because the truth is that the government, while it is rewarding, you get a chance to serve the citizens of the country. From a financial point of view, you can make more money with the dot-coms.
Are you concerned about that?
Yes, I am concerned. If everything goes right, we're going to bring on board in the next few months someone from the private sector. It's a rare individual. That individual is going to take a substantive pay cut to come to work for the government. But when we ask him why he wants to do that, he says, "I have a chance to serve, and I'll enjoy that. I'll enjoy doing that." So yeah, I am concerned about that. Particularly, we are a science-based, And we use information technology. I mean, it's hard at times in our organization to say where information technology stops and the forecaster starts. They are so intertwined. It's getting very difficult to recruit information technology professionals. We see it in our we have a network service organization. People come to work for us about 3 years, get experience, and they leave. And when they leave, they say, "It isn't we don't like working for you. It's just that there's this much bigger pay I can make in the private sector." Particularly difficult in Washington too, given all the dot-coms that are around here.
Well, let's shift gears here and look out to the future. What are some of the key issues that the Weather Service will be facing in the future years?
I think the constant one that the federal government faces in terms of how do you meet the demand for more products and yet keep your budget without having budget growth? How do we work with the private sector, particularly those commercial companies that produce weather forecasts? How do we meet the rising expectations of the American public? The better we get with our skill, the higher the expectation. I've said that we've gotten better forecasting hurricane tracks, and we have. And yet, more and more of the American population is moving to the coast. It's taking more and more time to evacuate areas. How do we keep pace with that? How do we keep pace with the speed of change that's happened in the information technology arena? I mentioned we deployed the Advanced Weather Interactive Processing System last summer. Last June, the last system. I'm willing to, the hardware will be obsolete in about 3 years. Hewlett Packard is the hardware. It was one of their frontline pieces of the hardware last summer. It isn't today. How do you keep pace? How do we infuse that that technology? I mean, they're the real challenges that we face.
And can you describe the relationship between the Weather Service and its two parents, NOAA and Department of Commerce?
Yes. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is part of the Department of Commerce. And so we're one of what I'll call the line organizations in NOAA. And NOAA has a research arm, a satellite, and a data arm, the National Weather Service. And then it'll have what I'll call a coast and an ocean arm. It has the marine fisheries, and it has a National Ocean Service. And so what NOAA gives us is the overall strategic direction. NOAA provides what I'll call the common services. So legislative affairs, public affairs, the acquisition, the contracting, people are all in NOAA. And then I'm kind of like the service delivery. I work closest with the Oceanic and Atmospheric Research and the satellite arm, although the Weather Service does work with the National Ocean Service. And then you get further strategic guidance from the Department of Commerce. Of course, the Department of Commerce has a lot of different organizations in it. Census, Patent and Trademark Office, Export Control, NOAA. Again, you get your strategic guidance and your budget goes through the Department of Commerce.
And I know there's often been some debate about the Weather Service in terms of whether it should be in commerce or not. Any thoughts on that?
You have to be somewhere. So where else would you be? The Department of Commerce, Weather Service is too small to be a direct reporting organization to the president. My boss works for the secretary, so I'm one step away from the Secretary of Commerce, a cabinet official. The Secretary of Commerce is very supportive of the National Weather Service, so I'm not big in getting in these sandbox kinds of issues. Secretary of Commerce is interested in the Weather Service operating efficiently and economically. The department's always been supportive, at least the 2 years I've been here. NOAA's been supportive, so I don't know where else you would where you would put it. NOAA has to be somewhere, so it's a question of where.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank you very much, Jack, for spending some time with us this evening. I very much enjoyed our conversation. This has been the Business of Government Hour, Conversation with Government Leaders. To learn more about PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.